If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What would you do as a parent if you knew your son was cheating on his girlfriend? 585-252-9800. Speaks Why Mornings, Moose Breezy. It's an all-new Parental Confidential this morning. And we'll go ahead. We'll call this mom, Shannon, who wrote in. Are there certain areas in your kid's life when they're at the age of 17, like Shannon's son, where you just mind your own business? You let them figure it out for themselves? Or do you step in? Do you interject? Here's the message. Hi, Moose and Breezy. My son, he's 17. It's embarrassing, it's wrong, but I found out he has been cheating on his girlfriend. He has had trouble in school. He's had trouble making friendships. And against all odds, he found a girl that wanted to be in a relationship with him. This is a girl that makes good grades, has good morals, etc. We've met her parents like our son. However, he arrived home late one day, and my other son went to go track him down, wasn't answering his phone. Well, my other son sent pictures of him kissing another girl. We're highly upset.
So tough.
Man, that brother just threw him under the bus. Yeah. I don't know if I should.
He's like, found him.
Yeah, here he is. I don't know if I should force him to confess to his girlfriend or if we should tell her parents or just leave it alone. Because I fear by just leaving it, we become responsible to his bad behavior. And I'm really at a loss right now. I've never been in this situation. Does anyone listening have any advice on this in this matter? Thank you so much.
First of all, no. You don't run to the girl or their parents or her parents. You talk to your son. You sit your son down and you figure out what the hell is going on. Because without getting the full picture, I mean, for all you know, they could be broken up and he just didn't tell you yet. You know what I mean? Like, you need to relax for 1 minute.
Yeah, it sounds like she, from what I know, has had conversations with her son, but I don't know if he's willing to even tell her. We already have some messages coming in for this, 585-252-9800. Before we get to our listeners, I will say, as a 17-year-old teenager at one point, I too made stupid decisions. Because when you're young, you think finding a great girl is a dime a dozen. It's not. But you don't realize that until you get older. But I think the best thing any parent can do would be to call your kid out on their BS. Because if you let something like that go on, the only thing that's happening is they're going to grow up to be men who continue to treat women poorly. Now, the uncomfortable conversations my parents had with me, yeah, it's when I slipped up. Or maybe I treated a girlfriend poorly as a teenager. I got called out for it. Those are situations that were never swept under the rug, which I appreciate now. But I would 100% call your son out on this one because you don't want him to continue that behavior, right?
Yeah, no, that's messed up. Like, you have to talk to him.
Yeah, and I think, you know, her even giving herself or her husband or anyone involved the option to just, like, breeze over talking to their son, their blood, before going to the mom or the girlfriend or
what I would not do. Do not get a hold of this girl's parents. Do not tell them.
That's probably the worst thing you could do.
There's no need for that.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's get over to hear what some of our listeners have to say. We got a text coming in right away from a listener named Alex. He says, I was this exact 17-year-old. I had a girl who really liked me, and I took advantage of her companionship plus the physical relationship with me because I was horny and I was dumb. She bought me things, parents loved me, and I cheated multiple times. My mom being super disappointed in me, I think, is what hurt the most. I would absolutely tell your son that he needs to come clean. Chrissy says, good morning, guys. As someone who has been in that girl's shoes, I really appreciate that there are parents like this who actually care about it. Please don't let this go on for her and help your son become a better person.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes down to. You teach him to be a better man.
You got to. You literally have to. That's on you. This person says, you need to sit him down and tell him this is unacceptable. And if he continues down this way of life, you will no longer support him or any future relationships that he might bring home.
Joe, you're a 25-year-old college student. You ever you ever cheat?
Never.
Never been in a relationship where you cheated?
Correct. I've been cheated on. And
how'd you find out?
Same, Joe.
Okay, just okay, Breezy. We know.
Pictures. Pictures.
Ooh.
Pictures
like proof, like literal proof was in the pudding.
Pictures of the two of them locking lips at the bar.
Oh, at the bar. She was like, I was drunk. I didn't remember it.
Were you in college?
It. Yeah, this was in like October.
Oh, fresh.
Oh, this is. Yeah, this is totally fresh. All right, well, not to pour salt on the wounds, buddy. I'm sorry that happened, but you got to figure out what you don't want before you know what you want.
Yeah.
And now here you are, massively successful at 90PXY.
Exactly.
Massively.
Who knows where she is, you know?
Yeah. Arby's. Let's go over to Angela. We went to Angela. Let's go to Sarah. I wouldn't even tell him to confess, but discuss with him, at least bringing it up with her, if this is how he plans to treat her. Because no young girl needs to start her dating life with the first boy presumably being a cheater. Sets her up for all sorts of trust issues.
Oh, no, she'll be.
From the outset, in my opinion. Yeah, she's 100% right, Sarah.
Yeah, she will be scarred for life. Not speaking from experience.
What about you? You got around in high school. Did you ever cheat on your first boyfriend?
No. I didn't have time. They beat me to it.
Ridiculous. Guys, good morning. I can actually appreciate this mom. This is part of character development and not enabling his behavior of a chain of broken hearts. And that's totally respected. Yeah, she's trying to find the answer to do the right thing. And that's
she
totally
has
respectful. Let's go over to Daniela. Good morning, guys. I do not agree with meddling in your son's business. Teenagers need to figure this stuff out on their own. And he almost is a legal adult. He doesn't need his mom butting into his relationships. Well, I think he does.
Multiple relationships. There's a lot of rolling relationships. think he needs someone to say, hey, buddy, unless you're going to explore polygamy, you gotta maybe just hit one, you know, keep it to one and done. Which if he is, that's his personal choice.
Who's the other woman that your brother caught you with?
Oh, yeah, that's a twist of fate.
Where were they?
Sure.
I want to know where they were.
Arby's.
Behind a Red Lobster parking lot. If you have a daughter, or if you were being cheated on, and the other mother-in-law knew but didn't tell you, what would you think? Coddling boys makes them crappy men. Hold him accountable and make him confess, or do it yourself. Those are his options. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, but I think mostly everyone here agrees that you've got to speak up.
I wouldn't give options. This is what you're doing, and if you don't like it, the truth will be revealed.
The two options are you tell her or we tell her.
Right.
Oh, that would be really tough. Oh, that would, I don't know. Some people don't agree with that at all. Like Daniela. Jason says he'll never forgive you if you tell her. He will only learn his lesson if he faces it himself. And I would talk to him about it and let him know how wrong it is. But at the end of the day, you have to let him deal with it. If you guys are just tuning in for Parental Confidential, we got a mom that wrote in, we'll call her Shannon today, who says family found out that their 17-year-old son has been cheating on his girlfriend, who they all very much adore. What do you do in that situation? Because it doesn't sound like he's going to confess.
Mm-mm. No, and it doesn't even sound like he knows that they know. It sounds like he thinks he's flying under the radar. Well, the brother took pictures, so.
Yeah, the brother threw him under the bus real quick. Brenda says these kids need to realize there are consequences for their stupid actions in life. And this will be a great learning lesson.
Yeah, I say get ahead of it now. I mean, you don't want to have this conversation when he's 35 going through his first divorce because he couldn't keep it in his pants. I mean, that's going to be a hefty, hefty bill. And then now you could just be like, hey, this is free. Instead of dealing with this 10 years down the line with $10,000 worth of lawyer fees.
Yeah. It's hard when you're 16 and 17, especially as a teenage boy. You're horny and stupid. You're not thinking. But when you first have that actual first heartbreak, it does a lot to you, especially if you're the one responsible for it. It puts a lot into perspective of like, wow, I really hurt this person. I don't ever want to feel like this again because God knows I've been there, done that.
You cheated?
In L.A., yeah, in L.A.
Oof.
It was one of those things where I was, not that I'm trying to justify my wrongdoings, but I was with a woman who would constantly accuse me of doing something I wasn't doing, and then one night I just got really fed up, and I was like, whatever. It's just the relationship went really south. It wasn't good, so I had to, but I, you know, I had to come clean. And then we'll go over our last text that says, who else is here? It says, yes, as the mother, you should absolutely bring it up to him. Do not tell the parents, but have a sit-down conversation and tell him that you guys know and what he's doing is absolutely wrong, but don't sweep it under the rug.
Correct.
Yeah, you got to have that conversation with him, Shannon, 100%.
Must.
I think we can all agree with that. Thanks for texting in, though, and sharing your dirty laundry on our show. We do appreciate that. We're going to do another Parental Confidential. Thank you for the text this morning, guys. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.